Communities across the country are grappling with issues of race, including tributes to racist and Confederate leaders of the past. This week, WUSF is bringing you a series of stories from America Amplified, an initiative to take us beyond the symbols and into the ongoing community conversations around historical racism. Today, we visit the college town of Murray, Kentucky, billed as one of the friendliest small towns in America. But recent calls for the removal of a monument memorializing Confederate General Robert E. Lee have complicated that image. Going against the city, the local university, and the governor, the county recently ruled unanimously to keep that monument. Liam Niemeyer reports.
You can't erase it. You can't erase it. Yeah, it is.
The evening after the county vote, the protests resumed. The university football coach, who sparked recent calls to remove the statue that honored the Confederacy, was there too, arguing that rebels should not be memorialized.
And my brother, who is a captain of the United States Air Force right now in Japan, took up arms to kill people in the United States, then I would expect people to spit on his grave if it was right here.
His name's Sherman Neal. He's also a licensed attorney and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. He's only lived in Murray less than 2 years, but he stood alone at first, calling for the monument's removal. The statue was installed in 1917 with funds from the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and it sat there undisturbed most years until this recent push, spurred by nationwide Black Lives Matter protests. But consensus on what should happen to Robert E. Lee isn't so clear. At a local grocery store in Murray, I met 33-year-old Scott Pitt.
Well, it's been a very long time. What's the problem now?
Pitt doesn't see the statue as a symbol of oppression.
I mean, you don't know what you've gained unless you know what you've accomplished. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't think that there's a reason to move it.
Several other people said they want the statue to stay for similar reasons, because they see it as a history of their county or a remembrance of the Civil War. That includes 54-year-old Teresa Perkins of Murray.
When you begin trying to erase your history, you're bound to repeat it. So I think we should just put up some more monuments for the other side and their beliefs and just let the American history stand.
But 39-year-old Angelita, who's lived in Murray for 3 decades, sees the statue differently.
I know there's some people in town that says that it doesn't represent racism, but that's only because you're looking at it from a different standpoint.
Angelita believes relocating that statue is a start to living up to Murray's self-proclaimed motto of being a friendly small town.
You know, we're in the 21st century. We just need to stop and come together and live, you know, as one. And if that hurts one part of our community, we need to get rid of it, period.
Back at the monument protest, 61-year-old Regina Hudspeth stands off to the side watching. She graduated from both Murray High School and Murray State University. I asked her what the statue means to her.
What does it means nothing to me. Absolutely nothing except for hurt and pain for what it represents.
And she's always opposed the monument, but she didn't have a groundswell of support from others in the town until now.
You hear the argument of, it's been here all this long and nobody's ever really, you know, complained about it. Yes, but why complain when you're just a handful of people and you don't have a majority of people behind you? Now we have that.
Removing the monument wouldn't solve systemic problems with community policing or racism in the county, Hudspeth said, but it could be a start. In Murray, Kentucky, I'm Liam Niemeyer, and this is America Amplified.
And the story is part of the America Amplified Initiative, a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.